Good morning, everybody. Welcome back. 9 minutes after 6 in the a.m. on this, the Thursday version of the Fine Program. I know it's a little early for this, but I'm going to have a nerd moment. I read an article about Carnegie Mellon University. Now, first of all, do you remember what movie that school was featured in? Remember?
I don't.
Back to School with Rodney Dangerfield.
No.
Yeah.
Back to School was set at the University of Wisconsin in Madison. At least that's where they filmed it.
Well, that may have been where they filmed it, but Rodney Dangerfield and his kid were attending Carnegie Mellon University.
Right.
They
filmed it in Madison, though.
Oh, did they really?
They didn't film it at Carnegie Mellon.
Well, why not?
I don't know.
Well, it's good for them to film it down. Anyway.
Someone comes to the dean of students with a script involving Rodney Dangerfield. Can we film on your campus?
Yeah, no.
That should be an easy decision, right?
Well, the tech department, the engineers, have been working tirelessly for years now on a self-driving car. And you're thinking, oh, here it goes. You know, it's got to have the special rails, or it's got to have like a magnetic strip in the road. It'll never come to fruition. Wrong. This one is completely autonomous. In 2008, Congressman Bill Schuster went by the school, and they had a car set up that could drive itself. But there was so much equipment in the car, a human being could not fit in it. You know, all the radar and the this and that and everything. It was functional, but it wasn't practical. Well, yesterday, the congressman went back to the school, and guess what? They put him in the car and drove 33 miles from a residential neighborhood to the airport. The car did all of the driving. In heavy traffic, stop-and-go traffic, on the highway, the whole bit, completely autonomous. Now, one of the main engineers, just to make sure things didn't go wrong, horribly, horribly wrong, one of the engineers was behind the wheel of the car just to make sure, but complete hands-off, did not operate or manage anything.
Really?
The car did it all by itself. I think this is absolutely fascinating, and I'm all for it.
I think the number of people killed in car crashes is very high. If we could take the human element out of driving, that would be a huge safety improvement.
Now, I can see, first of all, guys like me are going to have a problem with this if it is imposed where we cannot drive our cars. You get in there, you punch into the Google Maps where you want to go, you hit go, and the car does it all by itself. I'm going to have a problem with that.
Eventually,
that's what they're going to say. They're going to say, I'm sorry, Mr. Mila, you are too dangerous compared to the computer that drives your car. You can't do it.
You're not going to be able to go over the speed limit, I would imagine.
Well, and that's the thing. It's going to be governed. It's going to be regulated. It's going to be boring.
You can go faster than the speed limit. The computer is driving.
Yeah, it will change the dynamic of street laws.
But the car will not allow you to go faster than the speed limit.
But I'm going to want to operate the vehicle myself. Okay, now if you have an option where, okay, I can do it or not do it, that's fine. There's two implications. They're saying that the military implication of this is tremendous. Sending vehicles into a hostile area without a driver as a scout vehicle or a transport or something like that, for delivery of goods and services or goods and stuff. Absolutely a great idea. Fantastic idea. The second implication they are deciding with this is one that would have an impact here. Let's say you are out one night and just get hammered.
Right. Your car will drive you home. Sure.
You hit the drunk button, you know? You just get in the car and it's like, Siri?
Right.
I've had too many lines.
Please don't vomit on the electronics. Otherwise, you'll get you home, no problem.
First of all, Siri has trouble understanding regular English. I'm not sure it's going to understand drunk English.
Can you take me by Taco Bell?
Now, there are already two cars that they're advertising some of this stuff, cars that park themselves.
Cars that park themselves,
there's a new Mercedes ad that says there's a little girl that runs in the street to get her soccer ball.
Yeah.
The car will stop even if you don't see the danger and hit the brake. The car will stop itself.
On that, Mercedes has had that for quite a while.
Oh, have they?
Oh, yeah. They've had on their cruise control that it keeps a radar lock on the vehicle in front of you. And if they slow down, it slows down automatically and will come to a complete stop if it has to. The problem with the Mercedes, detection program, if there's a little girl or somebody runs in the road, it also assesses, are they of pure race?
Oh, stop it.
And if they aren't.
Stop it.
If they aren't, it just runs right over.
For crying out loud.
This making things safer.
Love those Bavarians. Very meticulous.
The biggest problem is going to be that your Mercedes will then be rear-ended by the guy behind you who doesn't have that technology.
Exactly. Yeah, that's the thing. But no, they're saying that they are expecting to have cars mass-produced and available for the market by 2020 that have the ability for you to just sit back, relax, and let it take you where it's going to go. Without any special roads, out any special equipment, just the radar and the satellite technology, everything that's available now, they think this will get approved by 2020 and in
so
vehicles.
You think you're going to get one in your lifetime? You're going to drive one. You're going to
absolutely.
You're
going to
not going to drive one in this case.
I absolutely would love it. There have been a lot of times when I'm going somewhere and I'm really tired.
You would trust it to sit in the
after
car, close your eyes, and nod off while the car's driving itself?
After a while. Yeah, I sure would.
You would?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. After a while, yeah, after I got used to it. Listen, if I'd not the first time I get in it, all right, everything's fine.
That would finally be good technology. I mean, look, our cell phones and our pocket make us wired in and connected to the office all the time.
Yeah.
The car that allows me to sleep while it drives me somewhere... That's technology I can use.
Especially if it is something that gives me the opportunity, let's say I need to, for a long commute or something like that, where I need to do some work before I get to the office some phone calls. Or
unless everybody on the road has a car like that, I'm not trusting the jerk in the next lane to know what he's doing.
Well, this is one of the things that the engineer said, is that it takes the human being a long time to learn how to drive defensively and effectively. All of the combinations of what could happen are infinite. There is no way to pre-program into a computer a contingency for every option on the road.
We just had the situation earlier this week with the guy driving the wrong way down the freeway.
Mm-hmm. Well, then the car would be equipped with some type of bazooka.
Oh, like a James Bond car.
Exactly. Yeah. You know, or an anti-gravity gun where you pick the car up, put it in the median, and just keep going. WSAU, Wisconsin Morning News. That concludes the Nerd Moment.
We here at the TSA this week announced we'll be extending our so-called Fast Lane program for frequent flyers. That means instead of the usual pat-down followed by the mandatory prostate exam, we'll now only be engaged in light petting and perhaps the reading of a few suggestive passages from a Harlequin novel. That's certainly better than what the other passengers will have to go through. It may seem a bit intrusive, but it's all in the name of Homeland Security.
Get breaking news from the WSAU newsroom straight to your cell phone. Text NEWS to 39327, and you'll always be up to date. From AM 550, FM 99.9, and WSAU.com.